All right, so today we are talking about sanctification. The title for this teaching is, what does it mean to grow as a Christian?
Jeff. What does sanctification mean?
We'll get there very soon, very soon, all right? Okay, so I'm just going to go through the teaching this morning, but if you guys have any questions at any point, feel free to ask it, all right? So just a couple questions for us to think about as we begin this time. First, what does it mean to truly grow as a Christian? How do we grow as a Christian? This question is a little bit more technical, but just think about it. What is the relationship between justification, being saved, and sanctification, growing as a Christian? Becoming a Christian and growing as a Christian. What is the relationship between justification and sanctification? All right, guys? Mm-hmm. Let me begin by reading the church's statement of faith on sanctification. So CLCC is Cross Life Community Church, statement of faith. So this is on the church's website. This is just part of the church's overall summary of what the church believes, right? And all the members of the church. All right, so I'll just kind of read this through, and it's okay if you don't catch every detail, but try to just notice some of the key points. All right, so those whom God has regenerated, meaning caused to be born again or converted, becoming a Christian, made spiritually alive, regenerated, justified, and adopted, he also sanctifies by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit through faith and the application of the Word of God. So a lot of stuff there, right? Sanctification begins at conversion. And it's a progressive growth, progressive meaning going more and more, progressive growth in holiness and Christ-likeness, in obedience to God's commands, in service and good works through the Spirit's enabling for the glory of God in Christ. Okay, so a lot of stuff that was just talked about there. I'll kind of unpack it a little bit. First, look at point number one, there's sanctification, or just the meaning of it, right? So, Jer, the meaning of sanctification is this. Wayne Grudem, a pretty well-known theologian, defines sanctification this way. Sanctification is a progressive work of God and man that makes us more and more free from sin and like Christ in our actual lives. Okay, so actual lives, meaning this is just something that's something that we think about, something that we wish to be. Actual lives, meaning this is the way that we actually live, the way that we actually are, in the way that we are, in the way that you are. We become more and more like Jesus, right? We grow more and more. That's sanctification, just growing. Is that a hand?
Yes.
Yeah,
go ahead. What does
Grudem mean? He's just a guy. That's just his name, right?
What's justification?
Let me get into that a little bit, so you guys weren't here last week, but we talked about justification last week, so it might be a little bit part two of last week. All right. So look at 1b. Justification is God declares us righteous through Christ. To be declared righteous is Dylan committed this great crime, and the judge looks at him, and because someone else took the penalty for his crime, the judge says to Dylan, I declare you innocent. It's not because you actually earned that innocence. It's not because by the way that you lived, you actually are innocent. It's because the judge, because your crime, the penalty for your crime was counted to someone else paid for it, the judge can look at you and say, you're righteous. Wait, I declare you right. I declare you innocent.
They could pay for someone's crime?
Not in human court, but this is just what God did through Christ, right? He declares us righteous through Christ. Yeah, Jared.
What does that? Are you trying to explain like that person who took the penalty for the crime was Jesus?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are justified in Christ.
And then
right? The
judge was.
Yeah. So it's kind of like this. Let's say this is Christ. This is me, and this is sin. Christ has none in the life that he lived. Me, Alex, I got a bunch, right? I got so much of it. On the cross, what God the Father did was God the Father took my sins and he counted it toward Christ. He credited it to him, and he treated him as if he lived my life. So all the shameful stuff that I've done throughout my life, all the shameful stuff that you have done in your life, that you know you're guilty before God, God put it, God counted to Christ, like he treated Christ as if he lived my life, as if he lived your life, right? And God looks at me, Alex, now he treats me as if I live Christ's life. So that's what it means to be justified, that God declares us righteous, right?
And why does it have to be Dylan and Gross the crime?
He was just sitting right here. But yeah, it's all right. Okay, so that's justification. That's what it means to become a Christian. We're declared righteous, right? And not just righteous, we're as righteous as Christ was righteous. You can't get more righteous than that. That's why we don't have to add a single word to Christ and his finished work, right? Sanctification is different than justification. Justification is to declare us righteous. Sanctification is God making us, changing us, and growing us to become more and more righteous, to be like Christ. Right? So we are declared righteous in Christ. We're clothed with the righteousness of Christ. Sanctification is we actually, in our actual lives, become more and more like Christ in the way that we think, in the way that we live. So that's what Christian growth is. Right, we're growing in Christ's likeness. Okay, I have that chart there. I just kind of just describing the differences. We won't get into that now, but feel free to take a look at that some other time. Look at point number two. The beginning of sanctification. When does sanctification for those who are in Christ, for Christians? When does sanctification begin? Okay, and it begins at conversion by the Spirit. Okay, conversion is when God causes us to be born again, when we're regenerated, that word there, right? When we become a Christian, we're converted, we're made spiritually alive. That's when our sanctification began. Okay, so again, the statement of faith, 2a, says this, sanctification begins at what, Dylan? Sanctification begins at 2a.
Begins to.
Begins at
converse.
Yeah, conversion. Yeah, it begins at conversion. Meaning the moment that you were made spiritually alive and you trusted in Christ because the Spirit caused you born. The moment you became a Christian, that's when your sanctification began. You began. You started to grow more and more to be like. That's when God started that work in you. Right, so look at our 2b, the statement of faith also says this, those whom God has regenerated, again, justified and adopted, he also sanctifies by the power of the indwelling Spirit. So the God who does the work of justification is also the God who continues that work into the work of sanctification. Right, so there is no justified person who does not, God also is doing the work of sanctification. Okay, in other words, real Christians grow. When, if we are Christians, we truly have been born again, we have the Spirit indwelling us, we have been justified, we will grow over time into Christ's likeness. It may be slow. There may be times of very dry spiritual life, but we will grow, okay? All right. Grow. Grow strong. Grow big. Grow. Yeah. All right, so I'm not going to read through all those verses. I'll just read one. Look at a 2e. John, 1 John 5:18, 2e, we know that everyone who has been born of God, meaning born again, converted, does not keep on sinning. Okay, what that means is that over your life, there will be a pattern of growth in holiness, right? If you truly have been born again, you will not live a life that just is characterized and dominated by sin, right? Doesn't mean that we're perfect. We won't be perfect in this lifetime, but we will be growing more and more in this lifetime, right? Okay, so if that's the beginning, conversion, what is the end goal? The beginning, sanctification begins at conversion. What's the end goal of sanctification? Becoming like who? What is three? Yeah, becoming like Christ. The way that Christ was, the way that he was, the way that he thinks, the way that he loves, the way that he acts, and the way that he loves the Lord and obeys the word and the way that he is, we become more and more like him. truly, right? So look at 3A, Cross Life Community Church, Statement of Faith says that sanctification is a progressive growth in holiness and what? Yeah, Christ-likeness. So this is the way Christ is. We were converted. Sanctification begins. We will become more and more. As we grow spiritually, as a Christian, we are growing more and more to become like Christ. Right? Okay. So look at 3B. This one guy said this. I much prefer the term Jesusification. Instead of sanctification, he said, I prefer the term Jesusification to sanctification. We are becoming more and more like Jesus. So sanctification is simply becoming more like Jesus. Does that make sense, guys? All right. Look at... if you guys turn to the back of the page, please. Look at a D right there. Romans 8:29. It says this, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be what? To be conformed to the image of his son. To become more and more like Christ. Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit. How many of you guys can list the fruit of the Spirit without looking at the page? All right, Jazz, try it.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Nice, nice. Very good. Okay, so fruit of the Spirit, meaning if you truly have the Spirit indwelling, that you truly are Spirit indwelled, this will become more and more the way that we are. We'll be filled with these things. In other words, we'll become more like Jesus because that's the way Jesus was. Right? What a great list to describe the way Christ was, right? Okay, look at 4, the means of sanctification. So if sanctification is becoming more like Christ, that's what it means to grow spiritually. How do we grow more and more like Christ? How do we grow spiritually? And so number 4 is about the means of sanctification, or the main tool God uses to grow us. So what is the main way God loves to, main tool that God loves to use to grow us? How do we grow? If someone asked you, hey, I really want to grow as a Christian, how do I grow? What is the main thing God loves to use to grow us spiritually? Look at 4a. John 17:17, sanctify them. Again, grow them, right? Sanctify them in the truth. Your what?
Word.
Your word is truth. What does God love to use to grow us spiritually? Dylan, what does God love to use to grow us spiritually? What does God love to use to grow... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. What does God love to use to grow us spiritually? Oh, dude, I gave you the wrong paper. That's why.
That's why I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was wondering how come we didn't look this way. What does God love to use to grow us spiritually? Look at 4A.
Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is the truth.
God loves to use his what to grow us spiritually?
His truth.
His word. Right? Yeah, his truth. Good. So, Jared, why should we be so diligent in reading our Bibles often? Yeah.
Question?
Yeah.
What does diligent mean?
Diligent just means we continue to do it. We don't give up on doing it. Right? Because God loves to use it to grow us, right? So let's say when you go play baseball, there's like 10 baseball bats you can use, but there is one baseball bat. You're like, this is my favorite one. And whenever I use this one, I always get a hit. Sometimes I hit a home run, sometimes I hit a double, then I hit a single. The other 9, not really, but there's this one bat. I love to use this one bat. This is the one bat I love to use. to go and play baseball. Well, there's one tool that God loves to use when it comes to growing us. Yeah, go His Word. When we take the Word of God, when we truly take it into our minds, and we just allow it to sink into our lives and to be received into us, God loves to use His Word to grow us spiritually, right? His Word to change us, become like His Son, right? Okay, look at 4C, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture, how much of it? All of it, right? All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for what? For training us up in righteousness, growing us up to be more and more righteous like Christ. Yeah.
What is profitable?
Profitable. That's a great question. Dylan, how would you describe the word profitable?
Profitable. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching. Maybe like you're allowed to use it. It says you're profitable. It's not like you can't use it. I think like it's trying to say like you can use it. So it's like, it's kind of like you can profit from it. You can like gain.
Good, good, very good, very good.
And what does reproof mean?
Reproof, that's just another way of saying encourages you, teaches you, instructs you, encourages you. Yeah. I reprove you, Jeremy. Read the word.
So it can be like read words because the words protect you from rain.
All right. So again, what does God love to use to train us up into righteousness, become more and more righteous? It says all scripture, all of it God loves to use, right? Even the parts that you're like, oh man, what am I reading? Like, oh man, this is, oh, well, God loves to use that. Even those, all of it, all of His word. To train us up to become more and more righteous, right? So isn't the Word of God such a powerful and profitable thing that God gives it to us because He loves it and He uses it to grow us spiritually? I once heard someone say this, and I know you guys love to bake in your home, right? In the same way that you cannot bake a cake without dough, right? You just can't do it. Well, you can't grow as a Christian apart from Bible. That's just the stuff that's needed for our growth. Right? You need it. We need more and more. Without it, we're not going to be able to grow. Right?
You can use mud for a cake.
Oh.
A good cake that can be eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah. How? A true cake. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it isn't. It's really brown, so that's very
emotional. No. All right, guys. So we finish up the means of sanctification. How do we grow? Means meaning this is just what God uses through which we grow. Number five, there is a certainty. This is a confidence and assurance that we will grow as Christians over time. Right? Look at 5a. The statement of faith says this: those whom God has regenerated, justified, and adopted, He also sanctifies. Right? So the God who began the work will finish the work. The God who justified will sanctify. Right, the God who caused you to come to Him is the God who will cause you to grow in Him, right? So notice that this is something that we need to strive for. Look at 5b, 1 Timothy 4. Rather, train yourself up for righteousness. Train yourself up for godliness. The word train there is kind of like working out. Have you guys ever tried lifting a weight before?
Lifted 2 8s, 1 8.
Yeah, so you're training. You're doing. There's sweat coming down your face, and you're training because you know this is what makes you strong. Well, we're called to train ourselves up, not in biceps and you know triceps. And we're called to. We're commanded by God to train up in godliness, right? Or in Christ likeness, becoming more and more like Christ, right? The Son of God. Now we're called to do the work, the hard work. Of working out to grow in godliness. That's where we are called to grow, but notice the confidence that we will grow because as we work out, God is the one who is working also to cause us to grow strong. Look at 5C, Philippians 2, 12. It says, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. Again, that work out language there. Right, we're called to work hard, work out, lift those weights, pump those irons, right? Verse 13, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Will and work, meaning this is true change. Because will is, this is what I desire truly from my heart. Work is, this is how I live in my life. So God is truly doing the work to change us into godliness. As we continue to work out, as we try to strive to grow in godliness. Okay, so we're called to strive to grow, study his word, be people of prayer, be people who seek to live by his word, be people who come to church and fellowship with his people. We're called to do what we need to do to grow. And as we do what we need to, as we seek to grow, God is working through those things to grow us. Right? Philippians 1:6, 5, sorry, the sequence is off, the lettering is off there. Philippians 1:6, and I'm sure of this, that he who began the work will bring it to completion at the day of Christ. Right? So there will be a day at the coming of Christ when we will all be made perfectly like Christ. But until that day, God is doing the work of growing us more and more to be like Christ. Okay? Final one, look at the last one there, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. Notice God himself is the one who's doing this work. Notice it's not a partial work, it's a complete work, sanctify you completely. He who calls you, he called you at conversion, he is faithful to you, he will surely do it. He'll complete that work. He is faithful, he will do it. So that's a certainty of sanctification. Okay? All right, so that's sanctification and, growing, sanctification, growing as a Christian. Okay?